These are tough economic times to do business in Greece. Lots of companies have shut down there. Still, there are entrepreneurs willing to take on the challenge of building a new business in Greece. NPR's Jim Zarroli has this story of an American woman who opened a bakery in Athens, specializing in a very American-style treat.
The Greek economy may be limping along, but business is pretty brisk at Hampton's Cupcakes in Athens. The tables in the sunny courtyard are filled with customers sipping Greek coffee and eating American cupcakes. People like Chris Papadimas, a student.
It's something fresh here in Greece. It's something tasty. If your coffee is just black, it tastes even better.
Hampton's Cupcakes was started by Nicole Katovas, a 37-year-old former TV producer from New York. A few years ago, she wanted to make a change in her life. A Greek-American herself, she figured Greece might be open to the cupcake fad. She got here just as the economy was tanking.
The Greeks tell me, they're like, oh, if only you had been here in the better times. I mean, you came at the worst time. What were you thinking? To this day, I hear, thank God you have an American passport. You could just get up and leave. Why aren't you doing it?
But Katovas persisted, and today she's just opened her third store. The decor is very Martha Stewart, with glass cake dishes stacked on white wooden shelves. The menu is on a chalkboard, and there's a window where you can watch the baking. When she started, Katovas had to teach her employees how to bake American style, and she had to tweak the recipes.
It was almost a three-month process until we actually came out with a cupcake that could withstand the climate here. Mm. And we change it a little bit in the summer. We keep it very cool inside for obvious reasons, but it's working.
Understanding how to do business in Greece was trickier. For example, Greece has its own unusual system of financing. As a business owner, she can write checks to suppliers or contractors and post-date them. The suppliers can't cash them right away, but they can use them as collateral for a bank loan.
It's a very different policy here. It works great if you're building up a company.
So it's a kind of form of credit almost.
Almost.
This kind of financing has become much harder to get recently. Like other Greek businesses, Hampton's Cupcakes has to pay cash for everything it buys now. Katovas has also had to get used to Greece's strict employment laws. Her workers have guaranteed wages and benefits, including 4 weeks of vacation. And every Christmas and Easter, they get an extra month's salary as a kind of bonus.
I said, next life, I'm coming to Greece as an employee and America as an employer.
That's the Greek way, and Katovas doesn't really complain too much about the regulations. What does frustrate her is the way the rules change. One day the government demands a certain kind of permit, the next day it wants something else. It's confusing, and she says a lot of Greek businesses develop a kind of casual attitude toward the rules.
For better or for worse, they sort of figure ways to do things legally, but with the least possible effort is the best way I can say it, the most diplomatic way I can say it. For example, there are many stores that operate without actually having full permits, which eventually they have to get, but they haven't been able to yet.
For all the troubles, however, Katovas remains a big booster of Greece. There's a lot of native business talent in the country, she says, and she's convinced the economy can recover.
They definitely haven't reached it, and they're probably not even close yet. But I constantly have this positive thought that it will, it'll happen. And that's what I love about it.
Meanwhile, she's trying to show that new businesses can survive and grow in Greece, even in the midst of a long and very painful downturn. Jim Zarroli, NPR News.